Thank the spirits. I found you. In here, quick. Yes, I'm serious. Hurry. Hurry, please. We should be safe here for a while. I've told my advisors I was going for meditation, so that should give us some time. To get you out of the castle. I know you're tied to your post. You've made it very clear. But the unrest that's sweeping the lands. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to keep the calm. Humans may not be welcome here for much longer. I've tried! I really have, I promise you. You know how much peace and diplomacy matter to me. It's... Does it really matter? Regardless of the why and how anti-human sentiment is spreading like wildfire. It's this ridiculous elven hand group. They swear by purity in the old ways. Gods, I don't even know what they mean by that. Nobody does. Try to get a straight answer out of them, and they just start babbling about purity. It's ridiculous. But none of that matters right now. What matters is getting you to safety. What do you mean? Of course you can. All you have to do is follow me, and I can get you to safety. Once you're out of the palace and onto the ocean, you'll be free and clear. There are literal fires going on outside these walls. The tensions were high enough as is, but when Father... When they... No, I'm all right. Please. I miss him dearly, of course, but... I'm all right. This is not the time or place for grief. Of course I know true and clear that this is not the work of humankind. It is a foul, violent fringe group attempting to put a spark onto a powder keg. But that does not mean it hasn't worked. Many elves are furious, calling for war. It hasn't come to that, and I will do all I can to keep it at bay. But some are furious. There have been riots, calls to action. The palace has been kept clear. No one knows you are here, let alone in a position of some respect, but... No. No, they aren't doing anything yet. Not here. So far, everyone in this palace is still loyal to me. So far as I've been able to discover. But my brother's influence grows every single day. Don't speak to me of evidence. This godforsaken group has his name written all over it. If they had genuine demands, or a vision, perhaps I would hear them out. See what they are thinking. But they are all blinded by anger and fear and whipped into a frenzy. All they'll accept is for me to abdicate the throne and step aside for my brother, the eldest. As if this was all my grand idea. And as if I would give him the satisfaction. As if I would let him waltz into this palace, a smug smile on his face, pretending to humbly accept the mantle. I can hear it now. If I must... Who am I to deny the will of the people? Blah, 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 I'm so royal and great. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. It's just that... Yeah, I have spent my entire life letting him tell me I wasn't as good as he was. Everything he ever said to me was about how I wasn't worth it. About how I was nothing more than a pretty... vapid... doll with no understanding. And all it took was for an ancient and all-knowing oracle to point at me to be the next queen for me to realize he was wrong. And now it's not about me, but about an entire kingdom. Now I have the strength to look at him in the eye and tell him no. And he goes off and starts a godforsaken cult. Please. I promise you. I will do everything I can to make sure the other humans are kept safe. I'm not going to let them hurt anyone just for the sake of existing. But for my sake, for the peace of my mind and my heart, please take this secret passage out of the castle. It would mean the world to me to know that you're safe. Don't look at me like that. Of course I still care for you. Of course I do. But you must know we cannot speak in the same manner we used to. I'm the queen now. I rule over these lands. The Oracle chose me. I had no other choice. It was one thing to be close to you when I was just a low-ranking member of the nobility, but now... Don't you think I miss you? Don't you think I wish I could sneak off and talk to you somewhere in a pantry, hidden from all eyes and ears? Of course I do. But I simply cannot. I'm expected to keep a level head and to live my life for the kingdom. Especially now. If anyone outside the palace knew of you and me, of how you got your immortality... I'm honestly surprised it hasn't gone beyond the palace as it is. It's a matter of time, I suppose. Really? No one? Why? Who wouldn't want to hear that? You'd have the applause of any man you'd come across. Anyone would boast. They'd brag to the high heavens. Why wouldn't you tell anyone? Oh. That. Oh. I'm so sorry. I couldn't help myself. It is extremely kind of you not to tell anyone. No, I didn't think you would be like that, not really. I guess my fears overtook my trust in you. I'm sorry. After I disappeared, I didn't expect you to keep that. To keep my secret. No, that's not why I wanted you out of the palace, not at all. Does it matter why? I just want to make sure you're safe. Because... Why won't you just go? Why won't you let me keep you out of harm's way? I know you're part of the guard now. I'm not sure why you would want to be part of it, but I know that you are. As much as it pained me to see it, I was very proud when I heard. You always did keep me safe. Come with me now. Please. There's a passage here that will take you down to a cave. You know about it? How? Scouting? Who gave you permission to do that? This cave is meant to be top secret. The only people that know are myself and the boatkeeper. I can't imagine he would tell anyone. Keep me safe. I suppose that was at least a noble intention. Still, I've worked very hard to keep this secret. Why did you take up a station at the other side of the palace? I was worried. I mean, I thought we'd be crossing paths constantly with you and the guard, but I've yet to come across you. And it's been more than 2 decades now. At first I thought it was happenstance, but then I asked around. You specifically asked for that placement. You've even turned down several opportunities to advance. You led your own platoon, but always at the far ends of the grounds. I see. Well, for what it's worth, I couldn't ask for a better man to keep me safe from the first sign of trouble. Don't look at me like that. You know how. Like you would march into hell and back for me. As if you'd face an army by yourself if they stood at these gates. As if you loved me. Please, don't say that. Of course I know you mean it. That's not... It only makes it harder. Harder not to... You have no idea how often I have thought back to that night, to that kiss, to the feel of your hands on me. Not my neck, please. I need to keep some composure. We can't. As much as I want to, as much as my body is aching for you, we can't. How dare you grab me like that? I am the queen. I'm royalty. Your hand on my ass would be enough to have you beheaded. No matter how good it feels, and how it's exactly where your hand belongs. Kiss me, please. Like you did that night. I need to feel you again. I need to forget this terrible place and this horrible crown. If you knew what they would do to you for carelessly tossing that crown aside. Me? No, I don't mind. As long as you take me to that bed. Right there. But help me take off my gown first. Please, I'm hardly perfect. house. Perfect to you is all that matters, really. I've never really cared how other men saw me. I mean it. But you, I want to please you. I want you to need me as much as I need you. Strong in your new position. Let me undo your breeches. Feels like your crock is struggling for air. It's so hot to the touch. It still twitches for me. Can you feel it in my strokes? I longed for you. I've so often thought of your arms around me and your lips to my neck as I lay in this bed. I need you. Please. My legs spread for you as if of their own accord. Wrapping around you as if you were made for me. Careful. Careful. I may be wet and eager, but it has been a long time. I've been with no one since you. Yes. Just like that. God, I've missed you. This is where I should be. Where I wanted to be every night. Under you, on you. Look at me. Please, don't hold back. Take me. I'm yours. Right now. I am all yours, and all I want is to be yours. Please. My neck. I want you to see me. All of me. Riding you. You've been so perfectly like this. And it grinds against the inside. So well. So don't hold back. Watch me ride you and let go. Deep inside me, I want you to, like nothing else. Your hands on my hips. How are you still controlling me? This is where you are meant to let go, darling. You're making love to a queen. Go ahead and give in. Who am I kidding? I suppose that we'll devour each other. That will destroy each other in the sweetest way possible. Every way. No royalty. No destiny. Just me and you. I I want you to lose yourself in me. I want to get lost in you. Smack love to me until it hurts. God, for so many nights, I thought to myself, missing you, for finding myself unable to let go, to move on. But now I remember exactly what it is that we had. And I cannot blame myself for a single moment of longing for you. Please. Don't. Don't do this. I know this is hard. It's just as hard for me. No. Of course, what we did was amazing. It was everything. I remembered it more. But you are still human. Immortal or not. And sooner or later, they will come for you. If I protect you above all, they will make a point of it. Make a point of my sympathies and use it to further discredit me. What? No, I... Don't ask me that. Because I am a queen, I do not get to marry for love. One day my hand in marriage will be a part of an allegiance. An alliance to protect my people. I simply do not get to choose my husband. Not like this. Wait, wait, wait. Please. Don't be angry. I lost myself to the comfort of your arms. But all I want is for you to be safe, to be alive and well. Even if that means never seeing you again. Change things. I don't see how it can be done. Not anymore. No. I mean it. You're very sweet. You're the strongest man I know. The bravest. The most loyal. But it doesn't matter how immortal you are. Some things simply don't change. What do you... You're right. There's no time. Walk down the passage. The boatsman's waiting for you. He'll take you across the sea. There's someone waiting on the other side for you. Money. Clothes. Everything you need. You will be well taken care of. How are you smiling right now? No, you're right. Go. Go now. Before someone comes looking for one or both of us. Wait! One more thing. I want you to know one thing. Before I never see you again. No matter how long it has been. No matter where you go. I swear to you that I will always love you and no one else. Now go.